The United Nations says the devastating floods in Pakistan have affected over 4 million people and killed an estimated 1,500 over the past week. Foreign governments and aid agencies have stepped in to help the government with U.S. Army helicopters flying in their first relief missions in Pakistan's flood-ravaged northwest. One of the organizations supporting Pakistani authorities in responding to the emergency is the World Health Organization. We spoke to WHO Communications Officer Paul Garwood.
WHO is leading the coordinated international response to this emergency and working very closely with the Pakistan authorities to do this as well. So that means we're, on one hand, delivering medicines and other medical supplies that can treat hundreds of thousands of people to affected areas. We're, you know, identifying what the new gaps and needs are in different locations and sharing that information with our different partners. So our different partners within the health cluster group include all UN agencies and NGOs, and they're all also working towards achieving the same thing and doing the same kind of work, such as providing supplies, providing medical support, including mobile clinics, sending additional staff, doing all this kind of work. Our fears and the immediate risks include water-related diseases. This is, you know, due to the consumption of unsafe drinking water. And diseases of concern could be like, you know, diarrheal diseases, hepatitis A, and the like.